geologist on the Coromandel Peninsula as a public relations exercise. I've stopped counting the death threats. At least they've stopped burning our houses down these days. Thank you, Ash. Oh, you obviously don't like people being nasty to you. I have heard you talking nasty about other people, so deal with it. If you can't take it, don't give it out, says Peter. On Mother's Day. Morning, Sean. Today is my parents' 61st wedding anniversary. On Mother's Day, it's also the anniversary of my sister's death. That is sad. On Tuesday, it is Mum's birthday. It's a busy time. For Mother's Day, I usually uproot all Mum's pots and replant them. Well, I hope she wants you to do that. I hope she wants you to do that. I love this. I'm a mother of three under sixes and would like a sleep-in to 7:30. My husband to take the older two out for a couple of hours, and I would like someone else to arrange dinner, takeout, or home-cooked is fine. That is not much to ask, is it? That is not much to ask. Now, I did mention, when we talked about the number of nutters threatening MPs, I did mention, well, we shouldn't be surprised given the number of people who believe in chemtrails and the high correlation between people who believe in the chemtrails conspiracy and don't like fluoride. And I've got this long text. And Sean, I am a member of the Making Sense of Fluoride, a society formed to counter the misinformation around water fluoridation. I and many members who comprise scientists, dentists, toxicologists and other concerned people have been subject to many death threats. Most of these are on social media. We have a Facebook page dedicated to answering all questions and are attacked regularly from anti-fluoridationists. I myself have been told to euthanize myself during a heated online discussion. Thank you, Christopher. That is remarkable. And man, if we were going to count people telling you to boil your head or people telling you you should die or being nasty to you on social media, I wonder if that was included in the survey of MPs, actually.